This is the Evotel Podcast. 20 questions.
Hi, Bradley. How the tables have turned. Welcome to 20 questions.
Looking
getting
forward
to know the staff. How are you today?
Yeah, good.
That's Can't a free. Complain. That's a free one.
Good.
Question number one. Who is Bradley Becker?
Sure. Bradley Becker is a outgoing, bubbly person, I would like to think. Really passionate about sport. You know, played soccer most of my life, so really enjoy spending time watching sport. Just an outgoing, loving person, and enjoy my free time with family and the wife.
Family man, let's jump ahead. You got married this year. How's that been?
Yeah, it's been fun, been exciting. Nothing's different, to be honest. I think just priorities change and the way you view things, but been really good. Been with my wife for quite some time, so it wasn't anything new. It was basically just formalizing it and putting a ring on it, essentially.
Bradley and Brittany Becker, like a sitcom.
It sounds perfect.
What do you do at Evotel?
So I'm head of brand at Evotel, so anything marketing related and just the overall management of the brand and how it's portrayed to consumers and how people interact with the brand and how they see the brand, etc.
Oh, cool. And your star sign?
I'm a Libra.
A Libra. Favorite biscuits?
Sure, I know where this question came from, and it's a dangerous one because I buy them probably every day, but it's the specific choc chip biscuits from Woolworths, and it comes in quite a nice size packet.
I literally have never seen you eating these things.
I'll bring you some. They are worth it, trust me.
Okay, cool. You have several tattoos. Which is your favorite?
I don't really have a favorite. I think most of my tattoos are quite sentimental, towards family and
can't pick a favorite family member.
No, exactly. It would be quite dangerous, but yeah, I've got quite a few tattoos already.
Do you prefer working from home or from the office?
I think both. I think they both have their pros and cons. I think working from home, you know, you're a little bit less distracted. You can get to things a lot quicker, and you don't have someone constantly standing by your desk asking for things.
I don't know what you're
talking
about. I never do that to you.
Yeah, but I think both. There's a good balance between both.
Where did you go to school?
I went to school in the East Rand, kind of jumped between schools, and then from grade 10 went to an Afrikaans high school in the East Rand.
You went to an Afrikaans high school?
Yeah.
Okay, definitely. Tea or coffee?
Coffee.
Where do you currently live?
In Sunning Hill.
Cook in, eat out?
I don't really cook, so so either way, it's kind of takeaways in my eyes. But, you know, if I had a choice, probably Uber Eats almost the delivery.
Nice one. Adventure or chill?
Chill.
Nice. Who, anyone living or dead, would you like to have lunch with?
Sure, that's a tough one. There's not really anyone specific, but I think, you know, just one of my idols is Cristiano Ronaldo, just because I am an avid soccer fan.
Oh, yes. I'm guessing your favorite team is whichever one he goes to.
Yeah, and he's Portuguese, and I'm Portuguese, so I kind of stick to...
You're Portuguese?
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Another question that you could have asked.
Okay, wine or beer?
Oh, beer.
Who is your favorite author, if you have one?
I don't really have one. I must be honest, I don't really read as much as I should. So I'm always open to suggestions. I know there were a few that you suggested the last time. So nothing in specific. No one in specific.
Okay, cool. Are you on social media?
I am.
Best part of your job?
I think the best part of the job is kind of just see, you know, how we've changed kind of the industry and being able to be involved in a company that's grown, and you know, we've grown in terms of even our staff count, so like we've met so many new people over the last few years. I think the biggest thing is just seeing the change that we're making in South Africa. I think that's the most important thing for me.
Worst part of your job?
Being on social media. you know, at times it is tough because, you know, we do take things quite personally when we deal with issues and complaints and stuff on social media, because we want to help people and we try and help people as quickly as possible. And sometimes, you know, they're not very friendly back towards us. So it does drain you emotionally, but I think that would probably be the toughest part.
I had a very kind listener who actually messaged me about my 20 questions last week. She was all like, I'm really sorry. I hope I'm not contributing to the problem, but when are we going live?
Good. I hope I get the same response from people.
And what do you love about Evotel?
just the people. I think the fact that we've grown, you know, over the last year and a bit that I've been there, and the team that we have at Evotol is extremely strong. You know, everyone is driven. Everyone has the same goal and same vision, and you know, that is just essentially to change South Africa and to make Evotol a household brand within the industry. And I think everyone's got that same mentality and same drive, which is really cool to see. And I love being part of an environment where everyone has that same vision.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or visit www.evotel.co.za.